This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian air defenses Monday shot down 35 Iranian-made drones over Kyiv in Russia's latest nighttime assault. More from VOA's Tom McNeil.
Officials said Monday that attacks across Ukraine by the Kremlin's forces killed three civilians. Meanwhile, Moscow is adopting tight security on the eve of traditional Red Square commemorations, marking the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. Kyiv City's military administration said five people in the capital were injured by falling drone debris. Air raid alarms sounded for more than 3 hours during the night. Officials said drone wreckage struck a two-story apartment building, while other debris struck a car parked nearby, setting it on fire. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
In his video address to the nation late Monday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced the decree to have the remembrance of the victory over Germany in World War II take place on May 8th, as Western allies do. That's in contrast to Russia, which holds its celebration May 9th. Zelensky said Ukraine will instead use May 9th to honor Europe's support for Ukraine in the years since Russia annexed Crimea and since Russian forces launched their full-scale invasion last year. The announcement coincides with an announcement Monday that European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen will travel to Kyiv Tuesday to meet with Zelensky. Announcing the visit in Brussels Monday, EU Commission spokesman Eric Mamer noted Zelensky's recognition of the date.
As you will, of course, have noticed, this visit will take place on Europe Day. In this context, we warmly welcome the announcement by President Zelensky that the 9th of May will from now on also be celebrated as Europe Day in Ukraine.
Mamer said the EU Commission President's visit to Ukraine will reaffirm the EU's unwavering support for Ukraine. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to meet with Republican congressional leaders Tuesday to discuss the nation's debt ceiling, while members of his administration warned against a default. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says her office is already taking emergency steps to try to keep the government from running out of cash too quickly.
Economic chaos would ensue.
But projects it could happen as early as June 1st. On ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, Yellen was asked if President Biden could invoke the 14th Amendment, which would bypass Congress.
This would be a constitutional crisis.
Republican Senator James Lankford says the White House is wrong to demand that the debt ceiling negotiations be separated from spending cuts.
It forces a moment to be able to talk about debt and deficit and to say, where are we going on this?
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Closing arguments are expected Monday in the civil trial against former U.S. President Donald Trump, accusing him of rape. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The former president has not shown up in the New York courtroom or testified in the case. Yesterday was the deadline for his lawyer to notify the judge if he would do so. Writer E. Jean Carroll testified for several days, repeating claims she first made in her memoir that a chance encounter with Trump turned into rape in a Manhattan department store dressing room in 1996. She's seeking compensatory and punitive damages totaling millions of dollars. Trump has called Carroll's allegations a made-up scam. The jury watched excerpts from a videotaped deposition in which Trump vehemently denied raping her. Julie Walker, New York.
A fire that broke out deep in a coal mine in southern Peru has killed 27 workers during an overnight shift. Details now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The mining company says 175 workers were safely evacuated after the fire, which happened late Friday or early Saturday. It says those who died worked for a mining contractor. Government officials say the cause is under investigation. Some news reports say preliminary investigations indicate a short circuit may have set off an explosion about 330 feet below the surface. Relatives of the victims were brought by buses to the mine. Some sat at the entrance to the mine to wait for the bodies of their loved ones. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on social media, including Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.